This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. Alaska is experiencing a big rental car shortage. It's proving a problem on the road system for tourists who plan to come from out of state. KDLL's Elizabeth Earle has a story.
The Western Kenai Peninsula is car territory. Even for locals, a car is pretty necessary to run most errands or to take part in most fishing, kayaking, or hiking trails in the area. That's the case for tourists, too, particularly tourists who fly here and want to explore the state on their own. Unfortunately, this year, rental cars are thin on the ground. Really thin. Sarah Hondell, the Tourism and Education Manager at the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce, says the chamber staff has been fielding a lot of calls about what visitors should do about it.
The news about the rental car shortage has made it down to the lower 48, so they've been asking what to do because they haven't been able to find rental cars at the Anchorage Airport for the dates that they want.
The COVID-19 pandemic essentially turned off the tap of out-of-state tourists to Alaska last summer. In 2020, most of the tourists on the Kenai Peninsula came from elsewhere in state, and most of them have their own vehicles already. With most of the vehicles just sitting in the lots, many rental companies sold their fleet to make up for some lost income last year. But with the COVID-19 pandemic now abating, it looks like the summer will bounce back. However, the rental car market has not kept up with it. Rental car agencies need to buy newer vehicles to make sure their customers have a good experience in a reliable vehicle, and those just aren't hitting the market. A supply chain interruption in car production, particularly for the chips that newer cars need to run their electronics, has made production grind to a halt. Hondell says the chamber staff is making a point to warn people about it if they haven't yet booked their trips.
We have been asking them if they have looked into getting a rental car and been encouraging them to secure local transportation before they purchase those airline tickets. And a couple of them were very appreciative of that information because they hadn't thought of it in the reverse order.
Getting around the peninsula is only half the problem. Getting to the peninsula in the first place is entirely another. Those who are willing to pay for the extra airfare can take a short flight from Anchorage to Kenai or Homer over Raven or Grant, but most travelers land at the Ted Stevens International Airport in Anchorage. The Alaska Railroad runs passenger service from Anchorage to Seward, but getting to the west side of the peninsula is more limited. 3 years ago, the Alaska Bus Company started offering shuttle services between Anchorage and Homer. Brian Reed and his wife started with one bus, and this year they've expanded to three. They're already looking at it being a pretty packed season.
Judging by reservations over years past, I think it'll be a very busy season. Definitely filling up more and getting a lot more private charter requests for even medium to larger size groups that trying to either do a more customized trip or just need to get one place to another.
Reed says Homer has a central area that most tourists can visit without a car, or they can hop on a charter or water taxi straight out of town. But there are more businesses out of town or further out the road that visitors would need a car to visit. Reed says he's worked with some of the businesses along the way for private charters or drop-offs and would make stops on the way to Homer, like in Soldotna or Kasiloff.
Well, there's, you know, various options for lodging and fishing packages. I guess once people are staying with the fishing lodge, they're pretty much set from there. So yeah, we have been working with a few of the lodges along the way.
There are still a few rental cars left for the peak of the season. Some peer-to-peer options, like Turo, have a handful of rentals in the Central Peninsula area. Art Goolsby of Midway Auto in Soldotna, which has been renting out cars for about 10 years, says he still has a few cars left for June and July and is booking out to August now. He says his business and others cannot get their hands on cars new enough to rent out, so their current stock will have to hold. However, he says he's certain it's a bubble in the market and that it will work itself out with time. Just another effect of the COVID-19 pandemic. Hondell says the chamber is optimistic about the tourism season. Many of the lodge owners, who primarily serve out-of-state tourists, found out about the rental car shortage ahead of time and proactively called clients to make sure they had secured transportation and are working with others to transport them. Reporting for KDLL, I'm Elizabeth Earle.
And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Have a great weekend.